This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Lok Sabha will take up further discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of the Parliament. Besides, general discussions on the Union Budget for 2026-27 is also listed in today's business of Lok Sabha. Meanwhile, in the Rajya Sabha, further discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address is listed in today's business of the House. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform in New Delhi today. We have a report from our correspondent.
The launch of Bharat Taxi is in line with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi and marks a significant step towards strengthening the cooperative sector while promoting citizen-centric mobility solutions. The platform will operate on a zero-commission, surge-free pricing model with profits directly shared with drivers. It also prioritizes the social security of Sarathis through health and accident insurance, retirement savings, and a dedicated driver support system. As part of its focus on women's safety and empowerment, Bharat Taxi has introduced initiatives like Sarathi Didi and Bike Didi, under which more than 150 women drivers have joined the platform so far. During the launch event, the top six performing Sarathis since the soft launch of Bharat Taxi will also be honored for their outstanding contributions. Soumya Sharan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a visit to her home district, Mayurbhanj in Odisha, will visit the Simlipal Tiger Reserve this evening. On the fifth day of her six-day tour of the state, she will offer prayers at the Sri Jagannath Temple in Rerangpur this morning. In the evening, President Murmu will proceed to Simlipal Tiger Reserve and stay overnight at the national park to experience its rich biodiversity. Seychelles President Patrick Hermini, on his first official visit to India, arrived at Chennai early this morning. He was given a warm welcome by State Minister Madhavi Vendan and top officials of the state government. External Affairs Minister said in a statement said that during his five-day visit to India, President Hermini will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has underlined the challenges of excessive concentration of critical minerals and the importance of de-risking supply chains through structured international cooperation. Addressing the inaugural Critical Minerals Ministerial convened by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. last night, Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed India's support to the Forge Initiative on Critical Minerals. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has praised India for taking a leadership role in addressing the challenges of artificial intelligence ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in New Delhi from February 16 to 20. He said he was delighted to participate and called AI an absolutely crucial issue in international relations and one of the biggest challenges of all times. He lauded India for convening the summit and bringing together governments, civil society and the private sector. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The Indian equity markets posted moderate losses in early trade today, tracking poor global cues and weakness in metal stocks. Sensex lost 254 points to reach 83,563 and Nifty eased 85 points to settle at 25,690 when the report last came in. Major sectoral indices trade mixed with IT insulated from global rout in tech stocks. Most notable losers were metal and realty. Nifty oil and gas was the major gainer. Asia Pacific markets mostly traded in the red in the morning session as the tech sell-off on Wall Street gained momentum. And that is the end of this news bulletin.